Chapter 6 Sales Promotion Follow-Ups Scenario 1 Emmy talked the potential customer into joining the show finally, and now they are discussing some details of the participation procedures. Characters in this conversation Emmy, sales staff Gary, marketing manager of the exhibiting company
Hi, Gary. This is Emmy. Sorry to disturb you again.
Hi, Emmy. We prefer a corner booth, B105, along the central aisle. Can you confirm this for us?
Sure. You can have it, since I give both of them for you to choose. By the way, I'd like to remind you that you have to first sign a participation contract so as to confirm the booth. I'll send you the contract in duplicate by express today.
Okay. Then can I catch up with your latest edition of the show updates?
Once I receive your contract duly countersigned, I'll pass your company briefings for the show update editing. To speed up the process, you may first fax me your signed version immediately.
I will. When is it distributed to the target groups?
Next week, earliest. Please note, according to the contract terms, you have to make a deposit of 50% participation fee within 2 weeks of the contract signing.
Why in such a hurry? I will go on a business trip next week, so won't get it ready for payment.
In this case, we can give you a grace period. I'll have an invoice issued to you for the deposit, and you can make a payment by the date as instructed on the invoice, all right?
That means I can pay after receiving your invoice a bit later.
Yep. And only when we receive the deposit can we provide further services for your participating procedures.
Oh, yes? Then I have to make payment duly. What shall I do after payment?
We'll immediately send you the exhibitor manual for all follow-up services.
All right. What about the pre-promotion on your website?
Yes. The same as the show updates. You send us your product picture with captions in electronic file after your deposit payment. We'll upload your materials online as quickly as possible.
Great. I'll handle all these matters after getting your contract version and the invoice.
Thank you, Gary. You can call me anytime if you have any questions.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Please listen to the dialogue again.
Hi, Gary. This is Emmy. Sorry to disturb you again.
Hi, Emmy. We prefer a corner booth, B105, along the central aisle. Can you confirm this for us?
Sure. You can have it, since I give both of them for you to choose. By the way, I'd like to remind you that you have to first sign a participation contract so as to confirm the booth. I'll send you the contract in duplicate by express today.
Okay, then can I catch up with your latest edition of the show updates?
Once I receive your contract duly countersigned, I'll pass your company briefings for the show update editing. To speed up the process, you may first fax me your signed version immediately.
I will. When is it distributed to the target groups?
Next week, earliest. Please note, according to the contract terms, you have to make a deposit of 50% participation fee within 2 weeks of the contract signing.
Why in such a hurry? I will go on a business trip next week, so won't get it ready for payment.
In this case, we can give you a grace period. I'll have an invoice issued to you for the deposit, and you can make a payment by the date as instructed on the invoice, all right?
That means I can pay after receiving your invoice a bit later.
Yep. And only when we receive the deposit can we provide further services for your participating procedures.
Oh, yes? Then I have to make payment duly. What shall I do after payment?
We'll immediately send you the exhibitor manual for all follow-up services.
All right. What about the pre-promotion on your website?
Yes. The same as the show updates. You send us your product picture with captions in electronic file after your deposit payment. We'll upload your materials online as quickly as possible.
Great. I'll handle all these matters after getting your contract version and the invoice.
Thank you, Gary. You can call me anytime if you have any questions.
Okay, bye-bye.
Scenario 2. Connie is striking a deal with the multinational she's been in contact with all through the past months. But the bargaining process is unavoidable between two sides. Characters in this conversation: Connie, project manager. Harry, senior director in a multinational company.
Hello, Harry. What do you think of the proposal I sent you about 3 weeks ago?
It's kind of workable, huh? We may possibly make some use of your show resources, but instead of 100 square meters stand, we'd rather take 20 square meters space because of short of hands.
It's a pity you have a smaller space, but anyway, I appreciate your cooperation with our show. What kind of offers would you like to accept?
Well, I think a CEO summit sounds good for our event, so we can arrange our big boss of the Asia-Pacific region to make a keynote speech.
That's superb. I believe it will create a great buzz over the media. We'll try to invite as many reporters as possible to attend the summit. Do you like the idea of having a media interview with your boss on the site?
Of course. Better the TV coverage. And we'd also need a large advertising billboard at the entrance.
Okay. I'll try to make a plan for you.
Thanks. And we'll take the rest of the items you offered in the bidding. Can you cut down your quotation a bit further, as we don't need that much exhibiting space?
Actually, the package price is already a very favorable condition for your company now. The space offered in the proposal is on the complimentary base for the preferential package.
You know, Connie, this is an extra part of the budget we have to put in, so the amount will be very limited. If no more cut down, we won't be able to go on with it.
Well, it's understandable considering your tight budget. Apart from that, you can see the cost-benefit ratio is obvious from what we have offered you. Of course, to show our sincerity, I'll consult with my upper level for a further concession.
I'll appreciate your efforts if you do this favor for us.
I'll try my best to make it possible. To guarantee a smooth running, I'd like to ask you to pay a 50% deposit of the package price once the agreement is signed.
No problem, but the payment will be made by our U.S. headquarters. You have to issue an invoice for the payment.
Okay, but please forward the invoice for me to your financial department and have them to make a remittance to us by TT, would you?
But you got to tell me the beneficiary's address.
It will be included in the invoice. Please keep in mind that we must receive the exact payment without deduction of the bank charges.
I know, and according to our accounting practice, we'll make the balance payment against your outstanding invoice after the event.
No problem. But in this case, we need to sign a payment statement between us so as to make everything done properly.
I agree. And after that, we'd like to receive an official receipt for all the payment to you.
All right, that's settled. I'll send you the agreement and relevant documents within the next 2 days. Thank you, Harry. Keep in touch.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Please listen to the dialogue again.
Hello, Harry. What do you think of the proposal I sent you about 3 weeks ago?
It's kind of workable, huh? We may possibly make some use of your show resources, but instead of 100 square meters stand, we'd rather take 20 square meters space because of short of hands.
It's a pity you have a smaller space, but anyway, I appreciate your cooperation with our show. What kind of offers would you like to accept?
Well, I think a CEO summit sounds good for our event, so we can arrange our big boss of the Asia-Pacific region to make a keynote speech.
That's superb. I believe it will create a great buzz over the media. We'll try to invite as many reporters as possible to attend the summit. Do you like the idea of having a media interview with your boss on the site?
Of course. Better the TV coverage. And we'd also need a large advertising billboard at the entrance.
Okay. I'll try to make a plan for you.
Thanks. And we'll take the rest of the items you offered in the bidding. Can you cut down your quotation a bit further, as we don't need that much exhibiting space?
Actually, the package price is already a very favorable condition for your company now. The space offered in the proposal is on the complimentary base for the preferential package.
You know, Connie, this is an extra part of the budget we have to put in. So the amount will be very limited. If no more cut down, we won't be able to go on with it.
Well, it's understandable considering your tight budget. Apart from that, you can see the cost-benefit ratio is obvious from what we have offered you. Of course, to show our sincerity, I'll consult with my upper level for a further concession.
I'll appreciate your efforts if you do this favor for us.
I'll try my best to make it possible. To guarantee a smooth running, I'd like to ask you to pay a 50% deposit of the package price once the agreement is signed.
No problem, but the payment will be made by our U.S. headquarters. You have to issue an invoice for the payment.
Okay, but please forward the invoice for me to your financial department and have them to make a remittance to us by TT, would you?
But you got to tell me the beneficiary's address.
It will be included in the invoice. Please keep in mind that we must receive the exact payment without deduction of the bank charges.
I know, and according to our accounting practice, we'll make the balance payment against your outstanding invoice after the event.
No problem. But in this case, we need to sign a payment statement between us so as to make everything done properly.
I agree. And after that, we'd like to receive an official receipt for all the payment to you.
All right, that's settled. I'll send you the agreement and relevant documents within the next 2 days. Thank you, Harry. Keep in touch.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
End of chapter 6.